Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival. This year, Fred is the online radio station of the festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Peter Prozins and Jessica Woodworth, who are presenting King of the Belgians here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to briefly introduce the story of the film for our listeners, first of all?
So it's a mockumentary road movie featuring an awkward King of the Belgians who gets himself utterly lost in the Balkans, in every sense.
Right. Where did the inspiration for that come from?
Well, it's fiction, of course, but all the building stones of our films come out of reality. And for this film, we were struck by one article in the New York Times about this Icelandic volcano, which some years ago, and a lot of people were stuck all over Europe. One of them was the president of Estonia. He was stuck in Istanbul. He was on a state visit, and for some reason, he really had to go back to Tallinn. So they bought a little bus, and against all odds and all protocol, they drove back to Tallinn. So that was, for us, a good starting point for this tale.
And in the meantime, the Belgian broke a Guinness Book of World Records of being a nation without a government for a period of 20 months.
Wow, so all of these elements came together. And then there must have been also the central character, the King of Belgium. So that there's a specific kind of keeping to, you know, he comes from a certain country. So there's, and also then they travel to all these different countries. So there's a message there somewhere.
Message is a tricky word for us, but it's a potent film loaded with reflections on Europe, how fragile it is, how promising we actually believe it is, how vulnerable it is, the borders that are shifting, the people flooding in, the crisis of identity on many levels, the rise of the right. So it's loaded with all of these elements, but the core of it all is this tale of this king in search of himself.
And it's actually quite funny. So the comedy element comes into play as well in dealing with, you know, and talking about some of these things too. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, it's drama for us, really. At the core, it's a really drama. Play it in a certain tone. It's not that we wanted to make a film filled with gags and funny stuff. No, it's really it's the story of a guy who was born a king. You know, he's the only one in the country who doesn't have any job opportunities because he was born his job, and all of a sudden, because of unforeseen and unexpected circumstances, he is incognito, traveling through the Balkans, and for the first time he can be with people, with just normal people. And this is at the base of the awakening of his senses and his awakening as a human being.
That's true. That's actually a driving force in the film. Another thing, element that I really admired was the element of the filmmaker himself. There's a character who sometimes is behind the camera and he narrates over it. Can you talk to me about his role in the film?
Yeah, Duncan Lloyd is a Brit. He was the ideal person to tell this story. So he's a prism we borrow in order to tell this story. The distance of the Brits and their relationship with Europe in general, and the distance from Belgium made him ideal. He could look at them with affection, a tiny hint of arrogance, a little bit of cynicism, and we accompany him through this journey. So he's actually someone who leads us through, and he invites the viewer to experience it in a certain way through his choice of music, these accents, these small comments, using this iconographic repertoire of European classics, and his small comments on the sly, on the side, along the way, remind the viewer that we actually have Duncan, who's also watching this all unfold in front of his camera.
That's right, yeah. As a kind of final question, can you talk to me about the collaboration with the actors?
Yeah, I work very closely with them. We work with improvisation at the beginning. We build the dialogues together, and then on set we adapt everything to the circumstances that arise, be it linguistic challenges or limitations. Often turn into advantages, actually. And shooting on digital these days, you can actually afford long takes, and you can invite them to improvise for 45 minutes if need be. And actors thrive when they're given that kind of freedom. So we prepared their roles very carefully and deeply, and then we set them free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and most important is actually that was possible because we shot the film, it's a road movie, through the Balkans, we shot the film chronologically. And that's quite unusual, really. This is also to do because we really found locations for example, one tiny little village in Bulgaria, and we shot Bulgarian, Serbian, and Montenegrin scenes in that tiny little village.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you, grazie.
Thank you very much, grazie.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.